Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in the month of May and get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
Online at Y98.com, there's a variety of things. Tom Hanks, there's a picture of him. He met a guy that has a huge Woody tattoo on his torso, and he's posing next to this guy's stomach. It's odd. That Tom Hanks is a good guy. There's also a video. I guess Aaron Rodgers was at...
A basketball game?
Yes. And they did the camera on him where he has to chug a beer.
Yeah.
And he can't chug a beer.
No, he did it very slowly.
I felt bad for
him. Which, if I was a Packers fan, I'd much rather see that than Aaron Rodgers just opening up the hatch and going for it.
I don't know if I would. Packers fans are like, come on.
Yeah, but that's your core. You don't want this guy out. Abusing his body?
I find it to be pretty weak.
It was kind of funny.
Also, Will Smith is on... He does post a video. You know, Aladdin premieres this weekend. We're going to talk about more of that in a second. But Jaden, his son, was an hour late to the Aladdin premiere. And they showed a clock, too, where the whole family was on the red carpet posing for pictures, and it went... 6:15, 6:25, 6:45. And he was saying he wasn't late. He was supposed to be here now. You know, I'm fine. And then they put a family picture up. But Will was very funny with his son. And the whole family was there. And you know, of course, Aladdin comes out this weekend. And they're talking about it possibly grossing $80
million. Wow.
The $80 million mark. And the soundtrack's out today, too. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but... A Whole New World is sung by Zayn Malik.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Zayn Malik and Xavier, I think, is the name. But that soundtrack is out today. What else?
Zayn is an interesting choice for that. I'd like to see Zayn and Taylor together because that song, that duet that they did together.
For 50 Shades.
But one of my favorites. I'd like to hear them do some.
It's funny, we mentioned the movie Snatch earlier. Guy Ritchie directs.
Oh,
Aladdin.
Yeah.
Oh, and, that is right.
Yeah.
And Billboard just released their most underrated Disney songs of all time. And number one on that list from Aladdin, One Jump Ahead. Between Two Ferns movie has been confirmed.
What?
Zach Galifianakis and Netflix have confirmed that the rumored movie version of the series on Funny or Die of Between Two Ferns will be released September 20th.
No way. And what do you think? He's going to kind of be that character?
The premise is Galifianakis' dream of becoming a star. That's his dream of becoming a star. But when Will Ferrell discovered his public access TV show Between Two Ferns and uploaded it, he became a viral laughing stock. Now Zach and his crew are taking a road trip to complete a series of high-profile celebrity interviews and restore his reputation. I'm sorry, I cannot watch any of those Between Two Ferns and not die laughing.
Oh, I agree.
They're all spectacularly
great. Brilliant. So well done.
And the celebrities are great on it. Oh, it's all good.
They're so funny.
And Kev and Tim, you're gonna enjoy this.
Yes.
So they did an interview with Dionne Warwick, and she doubts Beyoncé will ever reach icon status.
Oh, my God.
Hasn't she already?
What? Yeah, of course she has.
She's totally an icon.
She's beyond icon status.
She said she'll, you know, sustaining that status is a test of time, and she doesn't think, she doubts that will happen. Like a Gladys Knight, a Patti LaBelle, a Johnny Mathis, a Sammy Davis Jr., I doubt that.
I'm sorry, but I think she's pretty easily among.
Listen, Dionne Warwick.
Gladys Knight, Beyonce surpassed Gladys Knight. God love Gladys Knight. Got no problem with Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
But in history, Beyonce's going down as bigger. Do you guys agree?
I do.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes. Probably so.
And I love Gladys Knight. Mm-hmm. This isn't taking anything. But I mean, Dionne Warwick, whoever her publicist is, should tell her never to do interviews.
Right. Yeah. I'm so conflicted. It's tough because who sings better than Dionne Warwick, you know?
I know. Nobody. I loved her for so many years.
It's a bummer.
And Denise Richards, I'm not sure if you guys know, but she's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills now. Did you hear what she revealed?
Uh-oh.
I don't watch the Beverly Hills anymore because it was this whole dog gate thing all season long, and I quit watching because it was ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, I don't watch it. Is Doggate the name of a scandal involving dogs? Or was there a dog gate?
Okay. It's a scandal involving a dog named Lucy something. Listen, it was the dumbest storyline ever, and it went off the rails, so I didn't even...
They got away from some of the real hard-hitting storylines that you were used to.
It was so just dumb. So anyway, I guess she revealed on the last episode that Charlie Sheen once brought a hooker to Thanksgiving dinner. She said, he's like, well, she's in the driveway. Is it okay that she's in the driveway? And this is after they're already divorced. And she invited him over to spend the holiday with the family. And she said, I'll set a plate. Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
So, Charlie...
Was it a hooker with a heart of gold?
Well, Charlie, in typical Charlie fashion, straight up admitted it, and he admitted it in the form of a poem. I guess he posted this somewhere. Yes, her story regarding Thanksgiving is absolutely true. The turkey I brought was, in fact, a lady of the night and a bit of a harlot. The thighs were especially robust.
Oh, man.
That is your entertainment, Schmig.
What's his thing? Tiger blood?
Tiger blood.
Winning.
Schmig number two at 8:40 with Tim Convy hosting. And in the form of the podcast, you can get that at Y98.com. Here's Lance with another look at traffic.
Couple problems now on 6440 eastbound.
Entertainment Schmig,
and it is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join now and get the summer free.
Summer free!
It makes you feel fine.
But this offer's only for a limited time.
And that's all the time we have for Schmig. Tim Convy in for Jen Myers doing the Schmig. Lots of cool stuff coming up on TV this weekend. I want to start with this on the CW at 8 p.m. Dean Cain hosts the top 10 animal movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
He once played Superman on a network television drama.
And now... That's all he does.
Top 10 animal movies. He seems like a nice guy.
He's also a police officer.
I don't know. I think you might be making that
security
up.
Security guard?
No. He's like a... I swear.
I think it's a movie you saw. He plays a cop in half his roles now. Okay. A lot of direct-to-video stuff.
Does he play a cop, or does he want to be a cop?
You want to be a cop, or you want to pretend to be a cop?
There it is.
lots of other stuff coming up. The second season finale of Killing Eve. Do any of us watch Killing Eve?
No, but my brother has been telling me for a couple of years that I need to watch it.
Everybody else is watching Killing Eve. Game of Thrones, The Last Watch, a two-hour documentary about the end of the series on HBO.
You're
this
milking
weekend.
This thing.
I would check that out. Behind-the-scenes stuff. All
you
water
missed it yesterday, Tim. They said like 86%, close to 90% of people really did enjoy the ending.
It's the loud, crappy ones that we were talking about.
Yeah. That's and you know what?
That's everything.
Life. That's life. Like think about politics, everything else. It's the sensational. Yeah. Anyway, on Discovery Sunday, Naked and Afraid XL.
Well, does that mean they're extra large people?
Are you kidding?
Or they're really naked and really afraid?
Somebody should, extra naked, extra afraid. What? You? I really? Someone should Google this.
I don't know. That's a.
It just means like an extended episode, maybe.
I think it's more likely to mean.
But come
that
on, it's Naked and Afraid XL.
People. Supersized. Wow. Wow. A 3-hour American Ninja Warrior All-Stars Skills Special. Wow. NBC this weekend. And then Netflix. How about this? New show called What If?
I haven't even heard of it.
Stars Renee. You know, Netflix, one thing interesting with them is they don't do a lot of lead time. They're not telling you 6 months in advance.
And you're waiting for it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. They're like, Sunday that we put this show together. It stars Renee Zellweger as a billionaire who offers to save Jane Levy's tech company from bankruptcy for one night alone with her husband, which she accepts and immediately regrets. Super relatable. Tech company billionaire.
I'm not into that because I still have to finish Dead to Me.
I hear it's great. Also on Netflix, The Perfection, which is a horror thriller where Allison Williams gets insanely jealous after Logan Browning replaces her as the latest music prodigy. That one is supposed to be good.
Allison Williams plays a great evil person.
She does.
Get out.
Yeah. Was awesome.
Spoiler alert.
And new teaser, new show coming out, CBS All Access. Kevin, tell me what you think about this. Are you familiar? Patrick Stewart in a new Star Trek series called Picard.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
awesome. Doesn't that sound awesome?
That does. That's so cool. I didn't know he was still doing that. I didn't know he was even... That's great.
It's Kevin's just
gonna
be okay?
Sorry, man. I should have saved that for the end.
You should have, man.
Three off for the rest of the show.
Hey, I know there's a lot of Kirk people out there, but Picard is number one in my heart.
Sorry, Sarah. We just cost you like $8 a month.
They'll find a way. Yeah.
But that'll be cool to see Picard now, what he's stuff he's up to. Cool sports
playing
story.
Shuffleboard.
Number one.
Go to the buffet.
Yeah. Cool sports story. An outfielder named Rajai Davis was taking batting practice at a minor league game in Pennsylvania when he got called up to the Mets. That happens a lot. They'll be getting ready for the minor league game and then they get the call. So he takes a 2-hour Uber ride to Citi Field over in Queens. He got there in the third inning, got lost on his way to the clubhouse. Then they threw him into the game and he hit a 3-run homer.
No way!
How cool is that?
Same guy. If you remember the World Series, Cleveland against Chicago, he was the guy who tied it for Cleveland before the Cubs won it. Same guy. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. I really like that.
I don't know if that was entertainment, but I enjoyed it.
Were you entertained? Counts as schmig.
Yeah, check mark.
Yeah, there's a new share.
Tim's like, I have some time to talk about things I want. I'm putting them all in.
And in Ludo news, I talked to Andrew last night. this should come as a surprise to no one, but Kim Kardashian has already filed for a trademark on the name of her newborn son, Psalm West.
Yeah.
For just about any product you can think of. Like, they did it for everything that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool and interesting, and we've talked about this on the show before. One of the most famous lawsuits, and there's a lot coming up now, or not lawsuits, I should say legal battles, when it comes to music and writing credits and stuff like that, is that song, Bittersweet Symphony. Speaking of one-hit wonders, we might hear that this week.
I love this song.
Great song.
Yeah, I didn't know they were ever involved in anything.
So this is a sample from a Rolling Stones song. It's from an orchestral version of This Will Be the Last Time. This Stones song that you know, right? So they put it in. They didn't clear it through the proper channels. And famously, I mean, that song was enormous. It was in a bunch of movies. It was all over the radio. And guess who got credit? The Rolling Stones, because they didn't clear it. They didn't cut out a deal in advance. So that band, Richard Ashcroft, the singer from The Verve, didn't get anything at all.
He didn't get anything?
My understanding is that it all went to the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Well, how about this? After 22 years, they gave it back. They gave him, so all the royalties from that song from here on out, Mick and Keith handed back to Richard Ashcroft. So he wrote this really nice post. I mean, this kind of stuff doesn't happen. It's very strange. You know, Michael Jackson owned a bunch of Beatles songs, and it's very weird. This kind of stuff does not happen.
Whoa.
So yeah, kind of a good story, and probably a game changer for that type of stuff. There's some quotes. It's the greatest.
We could do that outside. We could do it in the 9 o'clock hour.
We'll save it. Maybe we'll do it before birthdays. But that's your schmig. You can get it all at y98.com and check out the podcast there as well. We'll come back with some of the greatest pop star tweets of all time, as well as your celebrity birthdays. But right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at your roads.
If your Memorial Day travels are taking you to St. Anthony, Idaho, you might get pulled over by police officer Dean Kane. Yep, Kevin was right.
I knew it!
See? I don't even know where St. Anthony, Idaho is. It's in the state of Idaho, clearly, but that's about all I can tell you. So Kevin was right. How about that?
On the road, I apologize, Kevin.
You're the first woman who's ever apologized to me. I'll take it.
Usually the other way around.
Sorry, Sarah.
All right. Let's start.
Hello, Jenny on Y98. Today's best music mix. One Hit Wonder Weekend starts at about 5 p.m. You'll hear some One Hit Wonders sprinkled in throughout the entire weekend today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. And just a little programming note, we have not given those tickets away for Teachers Appreciation Night yet at the ballpark. Cardinals and Pirates. I'm making that up. Is it the Pirates?
This weekend it's Braves.
No. Teachers Night is the June Cardinals 4th. And the Reds.
The Reds.
Courtney Company Night is the Pirates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have those tickets before the end of the show where you get that special theme ticket with the teacher t-shirt.
All right, celebrity birthdays. Speaking of Jenny, it's a big day, folks. It has been 1 year since this infamous moment. I'm too tired to use big words. It's Patti LaBelle's birthday today.
Wow. Yep. The famous getting LaBelle.
Yep.
What did Jen think, Patty? How old did she thought she was in her 50s?
Yeah,
I don't think she was that far off, was she?
Yeah, I think she was.
Because whatever she guessed, I'm like, you know that makes her 7 years older than me.
Yeah.
Like something crazy. Patti LaBelle.
You know, the thing is, this is such a milestone birthday in this competition that we should have this one memorized, but I've forgotten.
I'm going to say 70.
I thought she was older. 75.
Got it. 75.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Never been in my Altima, but she did try to take my brother home. Apparently, Patti LaBelle has an appetite for younger men.
Really?
Now
she makes a great...
But who doesn't have an appetite for Kern Convy, am I right?
I think she makes a really good sweet potato pie that they were selling out of at Walmart. I believe the Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie was a big thing.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one, Priscilla Presley? You know her from being married to...
She had some bad... Like, remember, she's talked about her horror stories with injectables. She got some bad ones.
Yeah.
She is 72.
Okay, well, think about it.
Yeah, you're right.
Trying to do rapid fire here. We got a lot of good ones.
74?
So go with your heart. Nailed it, 74. Yeah. Kevin's on today.
Woo! On fire!
First made famous on SNL, has gone on to be an enormous movie star, including the Austin Powers and Wayne's World franchises. How old's Mike Myers?
We talked poorly about him yesterday. Mike Myers is 60.
59.
57.
56.
Uh-huh.
And near and dear to our hearts, for obvious reasons, Corporal Radar O'Reilly on MASH.
Gary Berger!
Celebrating the birthday.
Woo! Oh, man, I should know his birthday.
Should you?
I don't. 74.
73.
71.
76.
Uh-huh.
We'll knock out a few others. Bob Dylan, 78 today. Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong, 81.
I got in trouble last year for the Tommy. Not in trouble, but Tommy Chong hurt me.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah.
Tommy, who hurt you?
Tommy Chong.
Bobcat Goldthwait, 57. And then we're going to guess two more. How old is Lauryn Hill?
Oh, man.
41.
What'd you say, 41?
You think she's that young?
I don't know.
41?
Lauryn Hill? She was in Sister Act 2. What year did that come out?
Mm. Oh, Back in the Habit, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. He knows the title after the colon.
I'll go 51.
That movie, right?
51? Oh, wow.
I got a wide range here. I'm gonna take the easy layup and say, I'm going to go in the middle and say 46.
She's 44. I thought you guys were going to guess way over.
No, because she was supposed to be a high school student in Sister Act 2.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I wasn't a kid, I know she's... Young.
Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, we're talking
about.
Yeah. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Back
Electric
in the
Habit.
Just showing off.
And finally... he's coming to town. He's a rocker. Who's excited? Everybody is. Lenny Kravitz.
Ooh.
And his daughter's blowing up.
51.
That's a good guess.
55.
Got it. Kevin, you're good today. Lenny Kravitz, 55. If you're celebrating a birthday today or this weekend, happy birthday to you. John C. Reilly, also 54 years old.
Kevin, you did so well today. Take Monday off.
Oh, we'll do. Yeah, you know what? Why don't you join me?
What?
Wow, so generous.
Lance.
Yeah.
I know you want to get out of here. Because I do too.
All right. Well, you know, the rush hour was kind of busy early on, but it's been pretty quiet in the last hour plus. Let's see if we can keep that going throughout the day and certainly trying to get to the weekend too. Keep in mind, the Great River Road is closed. The water's come up, so it's closed from 67 in downtown Alton to Illinois 16 in Jersey County. Got a new crash in the last little bit up in North County, Houdershell near Russell Elementary, an accident there. 70 westbound, still you'll see some flashing lights over on the right shoulder before 170 at the scene of an accident. Good run, 6440 eastbound.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.